If you think she wouldn't say shit if she had a mouthful, then you just don't know cinnamon. Here she is now.
Yeah, I will be talking some shit today. Hello again, everyone, and thank you for joining me for my 20th episode. Fuck me, I never thought I'd ever get this far. Thank you for joining me on this 20th episode of Cinnamon Chronicles. I, of course, am Cinnamon. Yes. And welcome to my 20th podcast. And I gotta tell you, you always look for a Labor Day weekend to be the blowout weekend for end of summer, like the big celebration. And this year, of course, was no exception. So, without further ado, let me tell you about Labor Day or bust. This has been a really tough year for me, and I think I've touched on it prior to in earlier episodes why it's been such a tough year. I am getting used to living life alone again. My oldest sister bear that was living with me, of course, passed away a little over a year ago, and I'm still adjusting. And I just had, of course, celebrated 1 year, of course, post-op on my left knee replacement, and my right is about a year and a half. So I am slowly getting back to a place where I haven't been in a long time physically and as well as mentally, because I've used this time earlier in the year. The holidays were really, really tough because, you know, being without the sister, and I really didn't spend it at home with family. I went other places, and things transpired over the holidays. And anyway, going into the first of year, not only I was grieving the loss of two individuals that I had thought were good friends, but clearly, for some reason, God felt it necessary that they be removed from my life, and some of them removed themselves, and some I actually just had to remove as well. So, going through those feelings of grief and wanting to, you know, just trying to analyze, and, you know, I'm a thinker. I'm sometimes a fucking overthinker, and I have a bad habit of doing that, but I'm one of those things that when something dissolves or when something happens, I try to analyze and figure out what it was that, you know, if it could have been saved or what could have been different, or more than anything, I just try to understand. I mean, as of course a lot of us do, you know, come to find out that there really wasn't any understanding. That's just the fucking way it is. People come and go in your life, and you know what? You deal with it, and you know, you just keep moving forward, which of course is my motto. And I kept moving forward, but I still went through an incredible amount of grieving, and you know, that shit just fucks with your head. And so, along about the beginning of spring, I started feeling better, and I kind of took it easy this summer. I didn't really do a whole lot, of course, because I tell you, I've had some fucking issues with my job, but not bad things. We've just had a tremendous amount of changes coming down the pike from corporate. We've had staff changes. We've had changes in policies and procedures. We've had system changes and things that we're taking on. And when all that shit happens, and then when you've got system upgrades in the midst of it, you know, I've got new computers, I've got routers, and my desk is like, here, I work from home, and my desk is like, it's fucking crazy, all the shit that I have on my desk. But anywho, there was just a lot of shit going on, so I kind of stayed close to home, but there was some things coming up, and one of the things that I really wanted to do, and I spoke with a former acquaintance of mine, Dave, about going to see Kiss. I really wanted to see them on their end of the road tour. I've never seen them, and I've always liked them a lot, but, you know, I never really ever went to see them, so I really wanted to see them, and I missed them when they were here in town because, my God, the fucking seats were like $100 a piece. I'm like, that's freaking crazy. And, you know, if they're going to be like an inch high, I mean, I'm not paying $100 to see somebody fucking inch high. I don't care if you got six big ass screens in front of me. I don't fucking care. I ain't paying that much money. They're not worth it. Anyway, so I had a really good friend of mine that I met when I was doing some flu clinics. And funny thing is we spent an entire 8-hour day together and we befriended each other. And we've been Facebook friends ever since. And that's really the last time we met. It's been over 10 years. It's so funny. But we've always remained Facebook friends. And she recently was going through a separation with her husband. And they were having some issues, and she, you know, one time I think she posted on Facebook, she said something about, you know, KISS is coming to Indy, you know, anybody want to go? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to go. I would love to go. And I kind of put it on the back burner. And then I just thought about it more and more, and I just did some research, and I'm like, oh man, yeah, they're going to be at Deer Creek. If I can call it Deer Creek, sorry, it's just Deer Creek to me. Whatever the hell, Ruoff. Whatever the hell they call it anymore. It's Deer Creek to me, and it will always be. So they were coming to Deer Creek, and I really didn't pay attention to the date they were coming. I mean, I saw it, but I really didn't think about it that much. And fucking amen, they were going to be there Labor Day weekend, and I really didn't realize that. And I'm like, awesome. So anyway, long story short, her and I decided we were going to go see KISS that weekend. And so it began. After I reached out to Heather and we decided we were going to go to the concert, yes, we were going to go see them, I went on ahead and purchased the tickets. And of course, I started looking around for airfare. And, you know, I just kind of put it on the back burner. And of course, as time started approaching more, I, you know, kept making comments to her. And I just had a feeling something was up, and I'm like, I'm not quite sure. And so I remember touching base with her and I say, hey, you know, we were like a few weeks out, and I'm like, hey, let's touch base and start talking about making plans. And lo and behold, she had actually reconciled with her husband, which I was excited for her. I really didn't fucking care. And so she decided, she's like, he's going to go with this. Is it okay if he goes to the concert? I'm like, well, fuck yeah, it's okay if he goes. Because he was going to be our bodyguard. I'm like, oh, shit, do we actually need one? And I'm thinking, no, I don't really need one. I'm just, you know, I'm a little sassy, but, you know, we don't need one. But I was thrilled that he wanted to go with us. And I had a good feeling that it was going to be fun. I was a little reluctant at first, but, you know, sometimes I worry about the stupidest shit, so I'm like, oh, fuck it, you know, it will be great. I know whatever it is, it'll be great. And of course, I researched the weather, and of course, you know, I'm like, what do you think I should wear? Well, it's gonna be hot, t-shirts and tank tops and shorts. So that's what I fucking took, is tank tops and shorts. So, of course, lo and behold, a few weeks before, you know, about the Wednesday or so before I was going to fly out, or it was a few days before, I was listening. This is, you know, hurricane season in the state of Florida, so I kind of wanted to make sure that, or keep track of the weather and find out what was going on. Of course, yes, we've got a tropical depression named Dorian in the Atlantic, or it's in the Caribbean, or down around in there somewhere, fucking down there, you know, down there. Right, Africa, it's forming, and it's like, okay, I watched the news that morning, and at that time, it was a tropical depression, you know, they were going to be monitoring it for the next couple of days. So I go about my business and work, and I, you know, the next thing I know, they're on the weather, or on the news, and it already had been upgraded to a fucking to a hurricane, or like, you know, Category 1 hurricane, and they're calling for a state of emergencies, and all the shit's going on, and I'm like, you know what? What the fuck? You know, I've actually been through a hurricane here in the state of Florida, and you know, we kind of ran into tropical storms, and those weren't bad, just a lot of fucking rain and wind, but you know, the hurricane was a little bit different, and the last time I went through, I was here at Irma, and I had to evacuate, but this time, I just had a feeling that it wasn't going to be the same. I knew that, you know, they give you this freaking-ass spaghetti model, and you never, you know, it goes in 50 million bajillion directions, and it's like, look at spaghetti on a fucking plate, and that's what these models look like. It's like, you don't know where the fuck it's going. So, you know what? My plans were made. They had been made, like, almost a couple months in advance. I wasn't fucking backing down on my trip. I was going. It was different this time. I had someone handling, you know, taking care of my little man. I was healthy. And you know what? again, all we really get, I'm in far enough inland where I'm really going to get is wind and rain, and I wouldn't fucking worry about it, so I fucking went. Decided, you know what, I am going. I'm not canceling my plans because fucking Dorian decides he wants to make an entrance. Well, you make your entrance, big boy. I'm out. Yep. So, decision was made. Plans are not being canceled. And I ended up, we decided that I was actually going to stay in her apartment. She still had, and it would kind of give me my own personal space, which is kind of cool. It was kind of like a little B&B thing. So, it was fucking awesome. So, of course, you know, Friday comes and I'm getting ready to fly out, and I didn't plan very well because I was stressing getting to the fucking airport. I was like, son of a bitch, my plane's going to fucking leave at 5:48. And I arrived at the airport after construction and detours and shit. It's like traffic. God, here is just ridiculous. So I ended up, you know, had to park in the economy lot, got on the shuttle bus stressing out, and everybody's like, you know, I noticed it was crowded, so there were a lot of people flying out that Friday evening, so I knew it was going to be busy, but I had no idea what I was in store for, and let me tell you, this shit gets even better. On the shuttle bus on the way to the airport, I am one of those fucking people. I guess some people find me annoying, but I find it, you know, I strike up conversations with the strangest people. It's just me. I fucking do it. Can't help it. But, you know, it was a stressful situation. We all looked a little stressed, so we got to chat, and I met a few people that were, of course, you know, we were all heading in different destinations, and of course it was raining, so a storm was in the area, so I really didn't think about it too much. I mean, all I was worried about is getting my ass to the fucking airport. But of course, as I'm coming off the shuttle bus, the driver finally said, ma'am, he goes, they're all delayed. He goes, you know, it's okay. And of course, about that time, I have the notifications when I hit the airport, my phone just starts feverishly getting messages, and it's like, okay, that must be the delays. So of course, I'm not sprinting through the fucking airport like O.J. Simpson used to. I knew, I'm like, okay, it's good. I can slow down and walk at a casual pace. So, you know, I get there. Of course, I walk up to the check-in, and, you know, I go to the pre-check aisle. I misinterpreted pre-check. And, of course, it proceeded to be, you know, not really accosted, but just, like, scolded by this TSA agent that was so fucking rude. He was from the East Coast. No offense, East Coast people. But he was from the East Coast, I can tell you, that very brash, and is like, you know, and I was already nervous anyway, because, you know, I was running late. You know, you're just a little freaked out by that and everything. And, of course, you know, we got a fucking hurricane hurling toward us. You know, I'm like, I just want to get the fuck out of here. That's the only thing. I just want to get out of here. But, you know, of course, you know, it's hysterical when you go through airports anymore. You know, I remember the days where you actually used to be able to walk up to the gate and greet people. That's long gone, of course, thanks to, you know, 9/11, which, you know, I cannot forget. So there will never be a never forget. I cannot. I'm in that cannot forget stage. So, you know, you practically have to fucking strip down. And of course, you know, I'm going through and I got two new knees. So I immediately tell them, I'm like, guys, I'm going to go off. Just going to tell you. I'm going to go off. Yes, because I have knees. And, you know, made it through all that shit. And I walk around the corner and I look, and this airport is fucking cram packed with people. I kid you not, there were people sitting on the floors. I mean, I couldn't find any chairs to sit in. I mean, I didn't see any. So I walk through and I'm like, okay, trying to figure out, maybe, you know, we're going to be delayed a little bit. Figure out what gate, you know, try to stay in the area that my gate was going to be in. And oh my God, I saw that they got like a little cafe. I'm like, for fucking sustenance, got to get some sustenance and get some supplies. So yeah, I head straight for there. Got me some, and of course, you know, of course the bar, the liquor area was fucking jamming. Yeah, everybody was pissed off. So it's like, yeah, everybody's pissed off. Let's all just start drinking. This will be cool. So yeah, the liquor line, and I happened to jump into the right line because it moved pretty quickly, but got me some food and got me some drinks, and I sat down and proceeded to just kind of people watch because that's all you can fucking do. And I mean, I was amazed also at the people. The nice thing about airports now is they have a lot of charging stations, but people were fucking, they were like hogging the charging stations. I mean, even when they had their phones charged, they wouldn't say, "Hey, you need your phone charged," and but no, fuck no, they're just sitting there with it fucking plugged in and on it. It's like, get your face out of that shit. So I did a lot of people watching, and of course I talked to the people around me, and of course we waited, and then you could just hear people's phones going off. So we've got delays, delay, 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 delay. Of course, they kept coming over the phone. And we're in Florida, and we were having a storm, and there was lightning. And when you have lightning involved at an airport that's an older airport, I love this airport because it reminds me of like the 50s styles airport there. It's fucking awesome. So we proceeded to go through this airport. Or these messages and shit that, yeah, everybody's delayed. Then they started redirecting everybody to gates, and you see all these shifted people. It's like, what the fuck? It's a big room. We'll all be all right. So I'm sitting there, and all this delay and delay, and of course, again, it's an older airport, and they don't have where the planes come right up to the airport itself. You actually have to walk onto the tarmac in order to get onto the airplane. Yeah. It's a pain in the ass, but you know what? It's all good. It's all good. It was fine. No lightning, but it was still raining, but no lightning. And it finally, and the timer is they go by every 15 minutes. I mean, it has to be more than 15 minutes between a strike, but they had to wait till all the strikes were done. So 2.5 hours later, we get cleared to get ready and load our planes. And let me let you know that the fucking bar ran out of vodka. That's how busy that place was. But again, stay tuned. More fun stuff. At that point, when I'd gotten to the airport, like I said, I was a lot more relaxed because I knew eventually they would get us out of there. I didn't really anticipate to wait as long as I did. But the funny thing about it, when you're in a situation like that, I just love to fucking watch people because you just really find out that people really don't pay fucking attention. And everybody was pissed off that we were delayed, and it's like, people, they're going to get us out of here. Again, it's just a matter of when. And then they were getting pissed off at the agents. It was just funny to watch how people just, get so bent out of shape of some of the stupid ass fucking things. But yeah, at that point, I knew we were going to eventually be taken off. And so we finally get cleared about 7, they said. And my flight, of course, was supposed to leave at 5:48 at 7 o'clock. And they said, okay, it's slowed down. But they still have to bring the planes from the end of the tarmac up, so that it's going to take a while. So when they get all of them up there, and they get them all gassed up and everything, get them ready, they start releasing people to their planes. And let me tell you, that's exactly what it was fucking like. Now let me just draw a little picture for you. In that room, we had approximately 6 flights that were going to be taking off. They had to get us all out of there. 6 flights that was going to be taking off. They were going to Indianapolis. They were going to Cincinnati, or not Cincinnati, but Chattanooga, Des Moines, Iowa, Concord, North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, and what the fuck was the other one? Oh shit, I can't remember. Anyway, but there were going to be 6 flights taken out. So they're trying to tell everybody as you're walking out, when you're leaving, and they just started loading, and I gotta tell you, it was like a fucking cattle call. I mean, people were just like moving and moving and moving, and people were not paying attention to what they were doing. And they specifically said, for your plane, if you're boarding this flight, look for this on the fucking tail. Look for this number on the tail. It was getting fucking dark by that time. It's like, I looked up and I'm like, I don't see no damn number on no fucking tail. So it's like, I specifically listened because they said, you need to take when you walk out the door and go to the left, you need to take the 3rd plane on your right. There are no planes on the left, so you got to take the 3rd plane. So I'm in the zone I'm in, of course, is in one of the last ones to load. So I'm like hanging out and waiting. Because I knew. And of course, as I'm walking out, people are like, they're walking out and they're immediately going to the 1st plane. They see, I'm like, no! I'm like yelling at people, and of course the people on the tarmac, they're like, where are you going? And I'm yelling like, keep going, people, it's the third plane, just keep fucking going, it's like, just go. And I mean it was almost like chaos. People were running around like chickens with their head cut off. It was so ridiculously funny. And then of course when they get you on the plane, they announced again, this is Indianapolis flight, yada, yada, yada. If you are not supposed to be on this plane, you need to get off now. I mean, that's how bad it was. But luckily, we were the almost the last plane to load, but we were actually the second plane out. So, but we had to wait. And I got to tell you, when we took off, I'm like, holy fuck, man. I got really lightheaded. I've never really had that many problems with flying before, but that time I got really lightheaded. And they kept saying, you know, when the plane levels out, you know, we're going to... I thought that pilot was going to take us to the fucking moon or something. I mean, it almost felt like we were straight up in the air. It's like, damn, we're climbing. I was just waiting for us to level out so they could bring the cart so I could get something. You know, I was seriously contemplating getting a cocktail. But at that point, man, I just wanted to put my fucking head back and enjoy the ride. And it was a little rough. But I really wanted to get there because I had somebody waiting to pick me up. And there's nothing worse than... I decided not to rent a car, but I had a friend who was going to be picking me up, and I hate that when they had to wait. It was just fucking annoying. But we finally arrived. Yes, we were the last ones walking through the fucking airport. I've been there before. That's happened, but I finally got there. I got there at about 11 o'clock, and damn, all I just really wanted to do was get somewhere and just chill. I was just happy to just be out of the state. I never really wanted to get out of the state so bad in my fucking life. But, you know, I just wanted to get out. It took a while, but I finally got out. The older I get, the more I observe other people's behaviors and how people react to things. And I saw a lot of reactions, of course, in the airport, as well as the weekend progressed, people's reactions. And, you know, I'm coming to the conclusion that people are just crazy anymore. And you know what? You just got to take it with a fucking grain of salt. Just try to make the best of your time and, you know, just try to be nice. I know it's difficult sometimes, but try to be nice. I mean, if anything, you can keep and hold it as a funny fucking story. And, you know, you never know. You all may want to start your own podcast someday, because I got to tell you, people are funny. People are funny. But you know what? We just keep going. We just keep going. And I kept going because I knew that I really wanted to have a good weekend and nothing was really going to stop me. So I took my own advice. And I kept moving forward. And we all know that forward is never a straight line. I did enjoy the curves. Kind of had a problem with staying in my lane, though. Until next time, my friends.